every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Come on around back, Arizona. It's Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. We're in the Outdoor Living Hour here at Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition since 1988. Now, if you follow along in our home maintenance calendar, you know we've got set guests for this Outdoor Living Hour. The first Saturday of the month, we have the Farm Bureau in. The second Saturday, a certified arborist. The third Saturday, nursery specialist. The fourth Saturday, urban farm. Well, what happens on these months where we get a fifth Saturday? Well, the home maintenance calendar says do DIY landscape tips, but projects. But because projects just aren't what they are, that was originally designed. I think the thought was if you were going to try and get something done before the holidays in your landscape. But we just thought, you know what? Let's talk artificial turf instead, because we had a very busy month in August. It was our water month in this Rosie on the House. Donna with Water Use It Wisely was here, and there was a conversation about artificial turf, and I was looking back at the archives. I'm like, it's been about 4 years since we had a conversation about artificial turf with somebody that sells it, installs it. And so we've invited Ray Lopez of Liberty Greens down in studio to join us to talk this first half hour about artificial turf. And if you've got artificial turf questions, you can get a hold of Ray, 888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you for this next half hour. Get you on air. But Ray, let's start from the beginning. Artificial turf has come a long way from where it was basically indoor-outdoor carpet when it first started.
Yes, it was. We've been installing for 17 years. When we first started the installing process, most grasses were very simple, single blade, didn't have a shape to them, no infill. See how the color on this grass is?
You've brought in for about six different samples here, and they've all got different lengths, which you call pile. The pile is the length of the blade.
So there's a pile height in the actual yarn. So I'm trying to show you if you could see it on camera. There is a blade inside it. It almost looks like a dead grass. And that grass will mimic real grass. So it almost looks real. When you stand back, it's hard to distinguish this from real grass.
And one of the things they've done is they've put imperfections, you know, as at one point it got so pretty, it looked so fake, you could tell. You've got this brown down here that looks like the thatch.
It is a thatch. So it's actually called thatch. So it's good.
It's fake thatch. Artificial thatch.
It's artificial thatch. And when we started this, none of this was even available. The infill was just one type of infill. We didn't have infill for dogs, pet odors, things like that. Over the years, they've increased. Now they've also expanded into international grasses. So I don't know if you want to get on that or not, but we here at Liberty Greens do not use international grasses.
These are all from Georgia.
These are all from
America
Georgia.
Made.
The yarn is Tenkani yarn, and it is manufactured, made here in Georgia. It's put together. It's 15-year warranty on all these grasses. And the reason, if I can explain it, it's hard on the radio, but if I was at a customer's house, I would just show you you're in direct sunlight. These grasses will fade if they're international grasses. We just did an estimate for a job. It's around 10,000 square feet. Most of the grass on the property is yellowing out. It's literally turning brown.
So it's a home that already had artificial.
Won't say the name of it, but it's a high-end condominium place in Scottsdale. They installed it about 2 years ago. They're having a lot of odor from the degradation of the plastics coming from here because it doesn't have the UV protection on it. So when in July and you're standing right by the grass, it actually smells toxic.
You can smell it burning up.
It's an international grass. They had two other estimates. And the first thing they asked me is, what is wrong with the grass? Because they cannot get a hold of the person who installed it. He's done. He's gone. The name, no, it's done. that even though he was a licensed contractor at the time, he's not there. He's not available. That's 10,000 square feet of grass. A lot of money. And I'm sure the person will be fine me sharing the story because I don't want anybody else to have this situation. If I could avoid someone spending twice the money that they...
It seems like it's more up front, but a job done right should cost more up front, but it'll save you in the long run because it'll last longer, the less maintenance, no callbacks. Most projects will pay for themselves on the more expensive ones in the long run.
That's true. Now, on the international grasses, there are some decent ones. It's hard to tell anymore. And Romy, if I go to a job and you ask me, is that an international grass right when it's installed? I can't tell unless I lift up the grass and then inspect the backing. They're getting so good with it. The problem is the standards are not met. They're just not met. So you will get yellowing, you'll get odor, and the grass will just, you can start pulling out from the tufts. So see all the seaming back here? The seaming on the back of this grass is five-star seaming. You're not going to ever be able to pull this grass. So the dogs can go like this, and it's going to be very hard for them to rip it out.
Now, you had mentioned color fading. I mean, eventually this is going to start. Nothing can stand out in the Arizona sun forever. Could you ever recoat it or respray it or recolor it?
I've never had to do that. We have grass installed 17 years, and it's still green. We do warranty them 15 years. Now, the only caveat, I think I was talking to you earlier this week, I pulled up on a job. There was burn and fade from a window. So
it took me a little while to get that because I'm like, a window's in the house. But it really, the window was on the house, but it was reflecting back onto mm-hmm. the grass.
It amplifies the heat.
How close was that grass up to the foundation of the home?
24 inches.
So it was 2 feet away. And was the burn mark about that 2 feet? How far out can that light burn that artificial turf?
I've seen it. It just depends on the window height. So the window height, when the sun hits on the west and the south, and sometimes even on the east. So in those situations, we can cover all those. There's always a way to get out of it with the window tinting, etc. And if you want, I didn't have the number for that, but there's companies that are ROSI certified that do that for us. So they'll go out to the house, free inspection, they'll give you a charge, what it would cost to tint these windows, then they can put their grass in. Now, this job, I would not install it unless they did the window tint. It's just not worth it for them. They already installed this grass. They have to pay me to come take out the old grass and put in new grass, whereas all they would have had to do is put the window tint up. And, okay, so that's...
Now, if the job is done right, you know, it's like painting. It's so much as the prep work. You've got to get the grading right. You've got to get, you know, make sure you have your drainage. A lot of people think that there's no sprinklers. Well, most of these still do have sprinklers systems underneath to clean off the grass at times. Do y'all do that?
No, and that's a misnomer. So let me explain what the sprinklers do.
Well, and real quick, before we get there, just let me ask this question. If it's done well and you're going to replace the grass 15, 20 years later, do you find there's a lot of reworking you have to do? Or if it was done right the first time, is it just rolling up the old grass and rolling out the new one and you're done?
In any case, we do it because the nails are not galvanized. So we have iron nails. They're going in the ground. They're going to expand. So when you're pulling up the old grass with all the seams, you're going to disrupt the level of the base. So we would always rework a base, no matter what. We just would scrape it, repack it, reconstitute our base to our level. Maybe we'd crown it a little bit, but we would always make sure it's perfect. So when you're pulling up the old grass, you're going to pull up the base with it in most cases. And so what it goes into it, we take out the soil, take out the kill of the old grass, put it in, go about 3 to 4 inches down, put our drainage base, which quarter minus, and then we could put an amount of moisture, pack it, get it just the right amount of, just to make our form on it, put the grass down, and it's perfect. And we'll do the S seam or the zipper seam. And what was your question? I just forgot on that.
No, you answered it.
Okay.
Do you have to rework the ground underneath it if you're just doing a straight replace?
So we have replaced a lot of grasses from other companies that have either gone out of business or the grass is yellowing and they either don't want to use the company or they can't get a hold of the company. And usually it's they just don't want to get a hold of the company. They just don't want to deal with them. They've had the grass in 3 years. It's yellowing. And so these people are just, they want a Rosy certified company. They know we're going to be held to a standard that's way above what the ROC has.
And then I'll let you answer the sprinkler question. But first, we've got Petra on the line. You had mentioned something about pets earlier, and she has a couple questions.
Okay, but don't let me forget about the irrigation.
No, I won't.
Very important.
I got you. Petra, good morning and welcome to the broadcast.
Morning, Petra.
Good morning. So I really want artificial grass, but I have two large dogs and they dig and, you know, do everything that dogs do. But what I'm really worried about is the odor. I went over to a friend's place. She had artificial grass. It really smelled like dog urine. You kind of touched on that a little bit earlier. So I was wondering, can you tell me more about if I do get this grass, can you do something about the odor? Also, I was worried about the dogs, if they were chewing it and eating it. Is there anything in there? The other problem I have, kind of unrelated, but the current place that I want to put the grass in is full of nut sedge. And I've been told that that's really hard to get rid of. So I just wanted your thoughts on what we could do about those or if artificial grass is even something I should be considering.
Okay. Well, Ray's writing pretty fast here. I've got three questions out of there. And I've got a quick follow-up question for Petra before we get into Ray's answers and all the notes he's written down here. But we're going to have to do that after the break. Hang tight.